In 2 weeks, Boston voters will select a new mayor and make history. Until now, every elected mayor in Boston has been a white man. But voters now face a choice of two city councilors, Michelle Wu and Inisa Esaibi-George, both who identify as women of color. In the first of two reports, WBUR's Anthony Brooks profiles the candidates, beginning this morning with Michelle Wu.
On a recent afternoon at Michelle Wu's campaign headquarters in Jamaica Plain, the candidate is on the run, chasing one of her two young sons around the office. Wu says because of some issues and moods, her son didn't go to school this morning, so she and her husband are splitting the day with him.
So we were in that span of time. We had popcorn spilled out all over the office, a cup thrown in a tantrum, and lots of running around.
All right. Usual stuff.
In other words, life happens, even in the midst of an historic mayoral campaign. It's a reminder that Boston's next mayor, whether it's Wu or Inisa Esaibi-George, will, for the first time in the city's history, not only be a woman and someone who identifies as a person of color, but also a mother. Wu is 36 and grew up in Chicago, the daughter of Taiwanese immigrants. She was often the unofficial interpreter for her Chinese-speaking parents, and she never imagined that one day she'd run for mayor.
Growing up in a culture and a family, we were discouraged from talking about yourself in public, from being confrontational, all of those things that I understood how you saw politicians. I was none of those things by my nature, not tall, male, you know, angry, loud.
In 2003, Wu moved east to attend Harvard. Then her mother suffered a mental health crisis, so Wu returned to Chicago to help take care of her and her two younger sisters. She opened a small tea house, but struggled to make it work. So she headed back to Massachusetts to attend Harvard Law School, this time with her family. One of her sisters attended the Elliott School in Boston, where Lydia Torres was the assistant principal. Torres recalls how Wu was involved in her sister's school and joined the city's parent council.
I remember that a lot of the parents will ask, when did she have this kid again? This is her sister that she became her guardian. She was very young and she knew like how to be a parent.
While at Harvard, Wu studied contract law with Elizabeth Warren, who Wu says was brilliant and terrifying. Warren recalls a bright student who sat in the front row and later worked on her first campaign for Senate. Warren recalls Wu was already focused on how to help working families.
Michelle and I have talked for years now about the importance of investing in childcare so that mamas can go to work, so that daddies can go to work, so that children have good early learning opportunities from the time they're really small.
Wu says her family's struggle with schools and healthcare propelled her into politics.
Knowing what it's like to be up all night in the emergency room waiting for the mental health bed to open up for my mom, or fighting for my sisters to have the resources they needed in school, really burst the bubble on trying to stay away from politics and government because it just mattered so much.
After law school, Wu married Connor Piewarski, who's now a Boston banker. In 2013, Wu won an at-large seat on the Boston City Council, the same year Inisa Esaibi-George launched her first race and lost. Wu became the first Asian American to serve on the council, joining Ayanna Pressley, the first Black woman to do so.
That year, we doubled the number of women serving on the council from one to two when I joined Ayanna Pressley on the council.
Wu was also the first Asian American to serve as council president. She was reelected three times and was the top vote getter in the last two elections. She championed progressive causes, including the fight against short-term rental companies like Airbnb, which housing advocates thought were driving up rents. Mayor Marty Walsh had a plan to rein them in, but Wu pushed for a tougher one. Her fellow city councilor Lydia Edwards says Walsh pressured Wu to back down.
And Michelle said, no, you back down. And there was a kind of a back and forth of who's going to blink. And she did all of that in the small room while holding her infant son.
In the end, Walsh blinked first. Edward says she learned that when necessary, Wu is like a grenade.
Small, unassuming, and when pushed, extremely powerful.
Now's the moment for us to come together because we're going to fight for housing justice. Now's the moment to knock on doors so that we deliver a Green New Deal in Boston.
Wu's agenda sounds like a progressive wish list. Universal pre-K, affordable child care, and free public transportation. Her version of the Green New Deal not only includes more trees and electric buses, but also initiatives to attack poverty and close the racial wealth gap. Her opponent and fellow city councilor, Anissa Asaibi George, calls it pie in the sky. Asaibi George, a lifelong resident of Dorchester, has also called out Wu's Chicago roots. Here's how she put it on GBH.
I think it's relevant to a lot of voters, whether or not they're born and raised in the city, because I've seen this city for many, many years, being, you know, someone who went to grammar school at St. Margaret's Grammar School, someone who went to high school here in Boston.
That sentiment could resonate with some lifelong Boston residents. Wu says when she first ran for the city council in 2013, voters often quizzed her about her background.
People wanted to know where I grew up, where my mom lived, where I went to school, kind of the typical, what tribe of Boston do you belong to? You're reinforcing some of the divisions across the city, I would say.
But in recent years, Wu says voters have been more focused on issues than where people went to high school.
In the 2019 election cycle, I'm not sure anyone would know what neighborhood each of the city council candidates were from. It was much more about what changes are you going to bring.
A recent WBUR poll found Wu leading Asaibi George by a wide margin across the city. As the November 2nd election draws near, Wu is counting on support from a city that is changing, with a growing population of newcomers, including younger voters and immigrants. Census figures show that less than half the residents of Boston were born in Massachusetts. So Wu is in good company in the city she seeks to lead. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.